a Shishkin Productions podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Yo, another episode of the Sizzle Reel Podcast. We're still going strong. We got episode 152 coming in your ears. Pause right now.
Ooh.
And we have a very special guest.
Sounds uncomfortable.
We have a very special guest, and I'm so pumped to introduce him. He tore his ACL, and if you want a hint at who he is, well, around the table, Alexi A, Chris C, this person is L.
Wow.
We'll have to see who it is. Chris, before we do that,
yes,
social plugs right quick.
We are at Sizzle Reel Gang on Twitter and Instagram. We are Sizzle Reel Gang at gmail.com. Send us an email. We are Sizzle Reel Gang, the website.com. It is new. It is improved. And of course, we have the Sizzle Reel cold line.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
That is 332-333-4361.
Call in, text in. We actually did get a text last week, so I'm going to pull it up real quick, and you vamp for a second while I try to find the shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just start talking about what I've been up to this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is going to be pretty quick. I have not been up to a whole lot lately. It's really just been the same projects that we've been working on for the last few weeks. I was able to finalize one of them. It's I guess like a companion piece to the ref cam video.
Mm-hmm.
And this one focuses on the skills challenge. I did hear from our friend producer Kyle that we're up to over 2.2 million views on the ref cam.
I checked it the other day. I think it's up to 2.3. So Chris has now officially made the highest viewed video that we've ever made this year.
It's true.
This year.
Yeah. I mean, he's done some complex stuff that has like 10 million views.
Ooh, let's fucking
so
go.
Cool.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
But we're not counting all of Chris's commercial views because he does have a lot of big commercial spots he's worked on.
I think like, there have been three.
And they've all been on digital only, really. Well,
No, they were over the air.
Actually broadcasting.
Yeah.
Either way, look, I found the podcast reply. So this is from Matt King, producer Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Executive producer
we
Matt
had a
also owns this fucking studio. He texted podcast replies. Delete anything/everything of mine from 2019 and before. So we were talking about how long you need to store the files of clients, right? Like, how long are you expected to store them? And he said, for him, it looks like 4 years. He said, normal clients delete after 1 year with ample warning and offer for paid archive. Longer term clients should be discussed to clarify expectations and cost if needed. Pretty solid. Opinion. I would
say I'm in agreement with that. I mean, you want to keep your long-term clients happy.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing. I don't think we've deleted any of his stuff ever.
We just
buy a shitty old G drive and throw it on there and bury it in the fucking corner.
I don't think we've ever deleted any projects. I think there's one project that got lost, but I don't even think it ever saw the light of day. It was the one we worked on with Sterling.
I have that drive over there. It's just that drive broke.
Yeah. So there might be a way to recover it, but honestly, it's from over 3 years ago and it just is not necessary.
Yeah. I kind of wanted it because some of the footage was kind of cool. And there was, you know, maybe not huge names in it, but some names. A producer whose name is, I don't think I can say it, but it's like a type of cheese and then a type of vegetable together. So I'll let you figure that out. But let's introduce the fucking guests before we really get into it. It's the one and only. You've heard the music playing as I'm describing it right now. And that means only one thing. It's Loopy Doop.
Woo!
Back. The weather forecast, the trend forecast is coming up.
What
is Luis.
Young Guru. Just Blaze.
Yo, hi guys.
What's up, dude? What's poppin'?
I miss you.
I know, you're here. You tore your ACL.
Yeah.
You made it.
Dude, I have to change my game everywhere, mentally, physically, designly.
You know,
you tore it playing basketball?
Yeah.
You didn't tear it designing. Fucking sure.
That would be pretty messed up.
Luis, welcome back to the show. We got a good one coming up. We're going to check in. Last time you were here, I think it was episode 119.
Okay.
And
been a minute.
It was the first week of this year. And we had all picked one trend that we think is going out, one trend that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to check in on those trends. And then you're going to give us kind of your general trend forecast, you know? So, before we get to that, what have you been up to? It's just in the last, you know, 6 months, what have you been up to?
I mean, other than the layoffs at Warner Media, surviving that, jobs definitely changed. Like,
oh yeah?
I'm sort of bouncing around between like editing, but they're actually having me do a lot more like static work now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the latest thing I've done was like, I did two pieces for Mamba Day, you know, commemorating Kobe Bryant on August 24th.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I did a static piece for NBA on TNT and one for BR Kicks, like a big panoramic, like remembering everything from his career.
How long did that take?
I mean, these are quick projects. Most likely 2 days.
Damn, that's nuts.
Ah,
yeah.
Damn.
2 days. I feel like that would take me like a week. Either take me a week or take me like 30 minutes, because I would be like, I just want to get this done.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like how hard you work on it too, right?
Yeah. How much revisions does that go through?
It's dangerous because it's like, you know, sometimes the producer or whoever you're working with, you know, can dictate how much, but something like, the easier it is, it's only probably two revisions. The harder it is, it's like, oh, can we add this? Oh, but can we add this? There's something else that we need to add. So it might be done, but then there's like there's little steps that like even though it's due on like let's say Wednesday, I'll be adding like as much as I can the Tuesday before.
Was it this one?
Yeah, I did that one.
Oh, look at that.
And then the NBA on TNT, it was like just a single one, but this one's like the panoramic where it's like you swipe through.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's nice. I know that
you helped us at one point do some Leagues Cup stuff. You were doing helped us with some animations for Leagues Cup, which I think they used kind of across social.
I don't know if I have an NDA. That's why I don't want to.
Oh, maybe do. I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
The thing is, you know, it's just a credit. You know, you did help on them, and they look great. But that was kind of a wild project. Because that one had a lot of moving parts. There was like, because there's all the MLS clubs that participate, and there's all of the Liga MX clubs that participate. So that's so many different crests. So each crest was like had its own illustrator file or some shit probably. So basically you had to build like all of these kind of frames and animations that involve a spot for player names, a spot for crests, a spot for, you know, I guess the League's Cup logos and stuff and the partner logos and all this. So those, I imagine, I didn't open them, but I imagine those Photoshop projects are pretty complex, right?
A little tedious. I can only hope the person that worked on it wasn't too pissed off at me. Like, I try to set it up as click and like drag just like one little thing, but yeah, the tedious part is templatizing those things and then, you know, working with brands because they're like, I want my logo big as hell.
That was kind of the funny thing is the notes, the notes that came back honestly were not really design notes. It wasn't like the motion of this doesn't like logically make sense. It wasn't like anything like that. They were like, looks great. One note from the partner was increase the size of the logo. Literally, that's what it was. It was increase the size of the logo. Okay, cool.
Basically, just follow the style guide, not try to, you know, we try to make it like really close to it, but then they give us a little bit of chances to stretch out the branding.
No, I think those look good. Did you get a chance to look at them?
Yeah, I saw them. I don't think I saw the finals. I think I saw the originals. Oh, no. I did see the finals because there were some like the tiniest little design tweaks. Like one of them was going from like single line to double line or something like that.
There was definitely one time when there was a name that was like first name, last name. And that was my one note where I was like, make it two lines, because I know as someone who has worked on the soccer shit, you're going to have some random guys with crazy last names that are like long as hell.
That's why we use like Antetokounmpo I did it, but yeah. Right,
yeah, that's, I mean, that's the way to do it. Krusty, what have you been up to, bro?
Finalized the Ref Cam Sister project. I am waiting to finalize NHL stuff, I think.
Yes.
Haven't really heard back on it yet. The producer was, you know, everyone's been on vacation.
It's August, though. That's what happens every August.
I know.
I feel like August comes around and everyone goes, oh, shit, summer's almost over.
Exactly.
I need to take advantage of it. And everyone goes away. It's like in the bar industry, I think August is considered always the slowest month.
Yeah, well,
everyone's away.
There was, at the same time, our main producer with both MLS and NHL were... They were gone for an extended time, which is fine, like, because like we didn't really have a whole lot going on anyway.
Yeah.
And I think later this week I'm taking over on a project.
We're taking over
for I don't want to call it a charity, but it's kind of loosely a charity, I guess.
Sure.
It's a charity combined with a company,
a brand opportunity.
A brand, yeah.
It's that'll be a fun one. I'm stoked for you. I think quarter four is going to be popping. I think there's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah,
I know. I'm about to start working on this tech shit again. It's been a minute, and I was like assuming that it was going to come from some conference and it would just be a couple like random demos of a laptop or some shit.
Sure.
And it's like this way bigger thing that I thought it was going to be like 3 or 4 like 8 minute videos or 7 minute videos. Turns out it's going to be like a 45 minute like launch of like not even a, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know if I can say it's a launch, but 45 minute long video with all of these different speakers from all these different cities shot over the last like 6 weeks.
Yep.
And I was like, oh,
well, and
oh, this is like 7 hours of interviews I have to listen to. I didn't realize that.
Well, and your process is going to be a little backwards from how we normally approach things, because you have to pump out some socials before you do the long forms.
Yeah. So it's going to be weird. I was working on socials today before I was so rudely interrupted when Luis limped into the fucking room.
I know. That's like 6 seconds of me just limping.
I know. It was fucking nuts, dude. Chris, you have one thing on the rundown here before we get into the show. You had a news item that you wanted to discuss.
Yep.
You were adamant. You said you banged your fist on the table.
I did.
We are discussing this story. So what is it?
Yeah, I was very, very adamant about it. So the headline is from Variety. Selena Gomez deletes Only Murders Instagram post after being accused of breaking SAG-AFTRA strike rules. And basically all it is she posted something on her, I guess on her Instagram about Only Murders in the Building, which she is one of the stars of. And guess what? If you're a SAG-AFTRA actor, you're not allowed to promote anything right now. And she did. So
here's the thing, though. I gotta say, I'm looking at this post and it looks like it's just a picture of her. And then
it's a video.
Video. Okay. See, I didn't know that. But the caption says missing and wanting Only Murders Hulu. So maybe she's saying that wants to see it. Talking to the mic, bro.
Well, we shouldn't promote Only Murders, right? So I shouldn't ask about what it is.
Well, we can. No one listens, so we can promote it. But yeah, I've never seen it.
We're non-union.
I
haven't seen it either. But it's a show on Hulu. It has Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Ah, that's why Steve Martin and Martin Short were on Conan's podcast. Now that makes sense.
Were they promoting it?
They were just talking to Conan.
Okay.
How it is now. It's like you just like go on and then people Google you to see what you've been up to.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like one more step, but you know, whatever. Also, feel free to move the mic around, bro. You don't have to move around. Move the mic around. That's why it's on this fucking arm.
I keep forgetting about the updates.
I know, dude. You're wild. And look, Chris is moving that mic around. No one could even tell. It's a squeaky mouse.
I'll squeak, squeak, mouse.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad that we got that out of the way. Let's get into checking in on what we had from earlier this year.
Okay.
So the way it went was we were like one design idea, one kind of style, whatever, that we thought was going to be left in 2022,
mm-hmm.
and then one that was going to make a splash in 2023. So in honor of you, I know you like to call dibs on going last, and our initials spell ACL, so I'll go first,
okay.
Then you go, and then he can go.
Thank you.
So I said what was going out was Extendo fonts, those Extendos, that extended font, you know, like those long-ass fonts. Name a couple extended fonts. You got them off top?
The Druck Wide.
Everybody loves Druck Wide, but it's played the fuck out is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
How would we analyze this first 6-7 months?
I just feel like Druck Wide is like a legit, it's a brand identity for enough brands that they can't just change it, you know, just like that. So I think it kind of stuck around.
You think the extended fonts are still there? More extended than they've ever been.
Well, they're, you know, through animation. They're even extending it through intros.
They're extending it all the way. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wrong. I will say it. I was wrong.
You would think in a world where vertical video is more important than ever, that the extended fonts just wouldn't fit the same way.
You'd extend them upwards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going we want vertical. Taller fonts. That's what's coming in. Tall fonts.
Compressed was one of the trends back in the day. Then yeah. Extendo came in.
Yeah. They just keep moving shit around. They keep wanting, it's like a mod.
What about diagonally? Slanted. Boom. We're going.
Slant fonts.
Yeah, but that's not my trend forecast.
No, this no. Moment. Okay, yeah. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, of course.
So I said extended fonts are out. I was wrong. They're okay. Still going.
That's okay.
What I said was coming in, and this one, I nailed this shit.
Yes.
Sure. Shut up, bro. What are you doing? I nailed it. I
said, I'm proud of you.
Punk revival is coming back. And if you go to some train stop on the L, I think maybe Grand, you will see one poster where they definitely use this style. So I think
he saw it last week and he had all the validation he needed.
We were on the train and I tapped him. I looked. I said, "Punk revival." See, it's what I said. It's it.
You're right.
It was probably literally for a punk show.
No, it was not. It was not. It was like some fucking PSA or something. No, I don't remember what it was. I don't know. But either way. It's in. I mean, I think I really nailed that. Were you seeing some punk revival?
I spiced Delhi. We
right. You showed this video. Yeah, yeah.
Tell us
a little bit about what's going on in that video.
All right.
What makes it so punk revival?
Like, you know, the posterized time effect where it's like a little bit like the shutter speed isn't like very smooth. And I don't know if you guys watched Into the Spider-Verse, that type of style of animation.
Yeah,
where it's like not completely clean. Like their take, even in the music video, you get the sensibility of something not like clean cut, a little bit jittery. And then the typeface and like the type that they use, hand drawn, cut out like ransom note. And even the effects placed onto it isn't very clean, like a rotoscope, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're going outside the rules of what you're supposed to be doing.
I think specifically the fonts that you're talking about, the ransom notes, the collage-y stuff. Because I remember if you go back to episode 119, you'll hear, I think I said something about collage style being a big thing. And I remember that I have a vivid memory of Chris hating on it. And he was like, no,
that's bring back the tape.
Terrible. It's not going to come back. It's terrible. And look who was right after all. So chalk one up for me. Chris, what was your kind of trend forecast looking like?
My out was DIY aesthetic,
which is
it's slightly different than punk revival. I was thinking less like
you were thinking like those hand drawn kind of like characters and shit, right? Is that what you're thinking? Like the kind of characters that would promote like insure like a I don't know, like a government website or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Or like those random ass, like hand-drawn, like people that's like, just like a pencil drawing.
Yeah. Like, and so I did say like ripped up stuff, but I didn't mean like ransom note letters. I meant, No, I'm serious.
Okay.
I meant like,
it makes sense.
No, you know, like the backgrounds will be just like solid colors of like ripped construction paper or something like that.
Chris said paper textures are out.
Yeah. Basically,
that is I'm stunned. My jaw's on the floor. Paper textures can never be out.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Alexi.
Paper textures can never be out.
All right.
Because then what's the texture?
I don't know.
Steel
bro.
Grate? No. Just exactly.
Just paper's such a go-to.
Paper yeah. Textures. You know
it's lazy.
I'll tell you.
It
you
is.
Know what,
that's why it's never out, though.
You know exactly. It's just easy too.
Yeah.
And you know what's in? You know what's in more than ever. And to be fair, I think it's cool. But also, how indicative of it jumping the shark is that, right? Like, if I think it's cool, it's probably already not cool. Scans.
Scans.
Like, when you take, like, some sort of paper or whatever, you scan it into a photocopier and you use the scans as the textures.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is nuts,
that's
bro.
Like the DIY. Is that sort of what you were saying too?
I mean,
he literally just said ripped paper is what I'm getting. Right?
It's not far away. It was like a general aesthetic, but
yeah,
I didn't specifically mean punk revival.
Well, so what do you think? Did you nail it? Is it
I honestly have no fucking idea because I don't keep up with design trends. I'm an editor, bro.
I have seen more torn paper than ever in the last 7 months, 8 months. So
that's all you see.
I'm seeing it everywhere. I don't know how you feel about it.
That's what's hard about like technique, because can you really take that out from like someone's go-to toolbox?
Yeah, you can't.
And even though you say like rip papers out, they're still gonna like find a way to think about how to use that. That's my argument.
Stupidest podcast ever. It's like, we're talking about is ripped paper popular or not? Like,
fucking no. We're talking concepts.
Chris, I think you kind of copied me and you struck out.
That's fine. That's fine. But what I said was coming in was Y2K, and I think I did nail that.
I think you struck out on that one too. I think Y2K is played out as hell.
We were literally just outside and everyone said Y2K is absolutely in. And it might be played out, but it's in.
But doesn't I'm that, with him on this
it's
one.
Played out, boys. It's not... No one wants to see that
who's
shit
who's the
anymore.
Cool police?
Me. Damn. I'm the cool police. Is that not apparent?
Is that the new segment?
Cool police.
That's stop resisting.
Segment. That's a good segment. Cool police.
Cool like, police.
Come tell you what's cool. Okay, if you think it's so in, I mean, why? Why do you say that?
Why 2K?
Yeah.
Why not? Because I was validated by people who know more about design than I do.
Luis, what made you say Y2K is in?
I said Y2K is in.
No, I mean, like, you agreed with him just now.
Oh, in fashion, like photography, the soft focus.
I guess in fashion, everyone, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I'm thinking of more like using, I think those fonts are so fucking lame, though. There's like 2000s, like
PlayStation round, 1 graphics.
Fonts. Yeah, like.
It was popular in subcultures, I see. Like Brooklyn Mirage shit, I don't know.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Mirage. Some scary stuff going on over there. Yeah,
well, I don't know why.
In a river.
I'm in this area.
Well, it's just one of those things
where you
can't
even move, too. You're a sitting duck. You're walking around on one crutch.
You know? No, they won't take advantage of me, will they?
For the people who, because, you know, this isn't on video, but Luis has a peg leg right now. He's like Long John Silver. They swapped his ACL for a wooden
Yar.
Leg. All right, Chris, if everyone agrees with you, I'll give you half a point on that one.
So, we're getting the cool police giving us points.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So I'm up 1-1. Luis.
Yes.
Here's what you said is out. You remember what you said is out?
Oh, okay.
You said nostalgia.
Oh, I said
nostalgia. Explain that a little bit.
Referencing the past to make modern an iteration of what the 90s would look like now, or like the 80s or punk, but I would say I was wrong.
You think you're wrong?
Yeah, because that was like selfishly like what I wanted to be out.
I think much like paper aesthetic never going away, nostalgia is always going to be there. It's just going to be a different form of nostalgia, different generation of nostalgia.
Yeah,
I just get Y2K is kind of nostalgia.
Yeah,
yeah. I just get salty because I'm like, let's just make new shit. Let's stop like looking at the past to like make the same thing.
Yeah, but how are you gonna make new shit? If everyone made new shit, everyone would be a groundbreaking artist. Like, you can't make new shit.
That's
and
true.
Even the new shit that groundbreaking artists make is always coming from somewhere.
Yeah,
it's that's like when you stack up like a gyro, like on a spit. It's not like you have one piece of meat. It's a lot of meat, and then you slice
a bacon.
Well, it
gyro.
Is one big piece of meat, right?
Oh, I'm thinking.
And then it becomes smaller.
I'm
piece
thinking of
meat.
The shit that they have at the taco stands.
Oh,
pork. You know what I'm saying? Where they put those little slabs,
mm-hmm.
and then they what's that called? Al pastor or something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
My point is. It takes a lot of slabs of meat to make al pastor, and it's the same way with design.
Yeah, I mean, I selfishly
you're the beef.
You're the beef. Al pastor, it's pork, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pork, but you
you're
know.
You're the pork. You say you selfishly.
Yeah, I selfishly wanted that to be out, knowing that that's not going to be out. Like, I'll take the L on that just because.
Taking the L. So we all took L's on what's going out. You said what's coming in.
Non-design design.
And how do you feel about that prediction? And I also maybe like, explain a little bit.
So when I say non-design design, it's more like the popularity of like UGC and how that looks on social media.
What about the popularity of UGK?
UGK, I mean, that's highly chopped and screwed.
Oh, yes, very so, much so.
That's very designed.
Yeah, but it's also non-design because they're disassembling in a way.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Wait, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. UGC.
Yeah, like UGC style. Like, let's say, you know, high production value, making shows, podcasts or whatever. Like, at work specifically, you see us like maybe just making a logo look good, but everything else that comes with it looks like you can make it on your phone.
True.
So yeah. It's the only trick is that as a designer is just make your cutouts look clean, the placement of the type be readable, the edit not like go over their mouths or something like that.
I mean, even in like video stuff, if you're making, you know, it's really it's also platform dependent, right? Like if it's for TikTok, yeah, sometimes like you're going to want to make your titles in Premiere to kind of look like TikTok or feel like TikTok titles, you know, so it feels like it's made in the app. Just a way to disguise marketing materials. It's always just disguising marketing materials.
Yeah.
But would you say you nailed it with that?
Yeah, what do definitely.
Because what do you think about this? What do you think about this non-design design idea?
Well, if I'm being honest, the entire concept kind of flies over my head. So I really don't know. But I do think when you talk about TikTok and things, like, there is a certain aesthetic of, like, this wasn't planned or done well. It's just some shit on your screen.
Yeah.
That does seem to be pretty popular. And, like, you know, TikTok especially, just it seems like the worse your production quality is, the better sometimes. Because, like, if it's too high end, it just feels branded.
It feels like an ad.
Yeah, and people skip right past it. So I do think he's right there.
Damn, not bad.
I was speaking commercially, so I mean, yes. Maybe in, like, you know, Brooklyn Mirage, it's not like
I don't know why I keep bringing that. They're coming for you. All right. Well, you get a point for that. So I tied with 1 point.
Was there a tiebreaker?
It's coming up in the trend forecast. Hit it.
Trend forecast. Real hot shit. Damn.
All right. So, Luis, trend forecast. This is the part of the show that everyone's been waiting for, clamoring for. The Kevin's on the edge of his seat. Our one listener.
Matt's been listening. Joe's been listening.
Oh, please. Joe's been listening. If Joe was listening, you would have called in by now. He hasn't called in months.
He texted like, us after the...
I feel like a slighted mother. You haven't called me in months, Joe. Did he text us?
Yeah, about the director stuff.
Yeah, that's right. He was the mystery director.
Huh. Of course.
My bad, Joe. So, trend forecast. I don't really remember last time what you had forecasted for the 6 months out. Mm-hmm. You said something about their color of the year is going to be magenta or something like that.
Yeah.
For this one, we're not really going to...
That's Barbie. Like,
here's the thing, bro. When the weather is forecast, people don't, like, go back and check on how the weather... Were they right? Like, did they nail it? Like, no one cares.
In the moment, they get pissed because it's thunderstorm.
Yeah. Or how about, like, a lot of those sports gambling shows, right? Where they'll be, like, they'll make all these picks, and then they don't ever check back in on them.
No, of course, because they all lost.
Yeah. So, we're not going to check it back in on our forecast either, but we always have our eyes to the end of the road.
Didn't we literally just check back in on our forecast?
No, we checked back in on our predictions at the new year.
Okay.
This is Luis's trend forecast. Okay. So, Luis, please tell us, what are some trends that you see coming in the next 6 months?
All right, so this is another selfish take, but you know how on TikTok you see those viral videos of, like, these guys looking all hard and they're singing Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so imagine. Oh, you have it. All right.
I don't think I have.
So there. Imagine a rap video. You got, like, hella people, like, going like this in slow motion. Mm-hmm. The song plays, and it's not like a rap song. They're, like, singing to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they're, like, subverting the.
Interesting.
So that is what I'm thinking. Is that imagine, like, a punk video, but you're seeing Hello Kitty look like punk. Like you're trying to find something the opposite of what you're suspecting.
I like that.
So, like, I don't want to go and say, like, this technique is going to be, like, but I'm just thinking, like, the idea of that might be the forecast for me is the idea of
subversion.
Yeah. And
remember the fucking, I was like some rapper from Jacksonville, I think, who did that Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, yeah, I fucking love that song.
But that's kind of that.
Yeah, you know? So that's what I'm saying. We usually follow culture, or, you know, you follow fine art, whatever. And that is, I think, what we're going to follow into the next year is subversion.
Okay, so subversion is on the trend forecast. How do you see subversion playing out in, like, a commercial sense? Is that are you talking about purely artistic?
I mean, I'm talking about, like, when you see some hot shit. You're like, oh, damn, that's a new. But you know how commercial stuff, they're after that. So that'll probably be like a year and a half later.
Chris, any thoughts on the subversion thing? It seems okay. I'm not fully on board. I need to be convinced.
Well, I don't know exactly how it would apply to design, but I do agree that, I mean, that for a while that was kind of Gen Z's comedy, right? Was like, you have this big setup and then it's like this weird anti-joke that doesn't really have a punchline, and they all thought it was hilarious, and it's like, well, all right, this is funny one or two times, but after a while it's...
I think we had that time with our generation.
Oh, yeah,
as
of course.
Well,
absolutely.
It's like you know, those like this is not a shirt shirts or whatever. No, that's not it. That's actually more
that's like ironic. Or,
but yeah, like you know what I'm saying, like Invader Zim humor is what I call it. Where okay, it's just like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, just doesn't like make any zany fucking sense. Like, what?
Why is this even silly? This isn't funny. This is just dumb.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. Subversion's on there. Okay. Anything else? What you got planned for the next 6 months that's coming? Subversion?
That's the big one.
That's the big one. That's the big overarching umbrella topic.
And what's happening now is the UGC style making it look like apps. No, that's the one that I'm putting my money on.
Okay.
Like, I could just say like, oh, we're gonna use clean lines and soft colors, but
well, if you don't believe it, don't say it.
I don't believe it.
Okay, so you're gonna kind of subvert the concept of clean lines, which is nice. Let me ask you this: color palette wise, what do you see coming in the next six months?
So last time I said magenta, and then look what came out: Barbie.
That's not magenta. You were trying to make this point before
it's
the
close.
Show.
It's not close keep, at all.
I'm going to keep saying it.
It's literally not close at all.
I mean, magenta versus pink, you know, it's just it's a hop, skip, and a jump on the color wheel.
Yeah, it's a hell of a jump on the color wheel.
Wait, so you said a palette. How many colors
do I have? You can pick one for each of the next 6 months. How about that?
Damn,
so September. We just hit September as of this release.
Look,
so I'm thinking something hot.
This says Mattel's very own shade, Pantone 219C, hints at a cross between hot pink and magenta.
Okay, fair
thank
enough,
you.
Fair enough. If Pantone
cool police
says it, it
over
must be
here.
True. Cool police. I mean, it's a cross, though. It's not really magenta. Okay, fine. You nailed it.
Barbie core.
What do you want? I mean, look, we're sitting in a fucking pink room. I feel like this pink is more like Barbie pink.
Yeah.
But regardless, they can't see this room, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're in a Barbie world.
Here's my question. Okay, you got September, October, November, December, January, February. You got to give me a color for each of those months that's coming up. That's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
Well, to be congruent with the subversion talk, I'm talking
with subversion. Oh my God. College yeah, educated.
This is the smartest episode we've ever done.
Yo, I'm getting angles and shit, but I'm gonna go with the hot shit for the cold months. We're doing like warm colors.
Okay, so for the cold months. So September, what are we thinking? It's not a cold month.
I mean, September. So I'm thinking
orange. Your hand a little bit. Orange for September.
Yeah, yellow orange.
Yellow orange is gonna be in.
Yeah. We can go a little bit like that Arizona brown people put on couches, sort of like your fridge. I don't even know. Like, is that like a burnt mahogany? I don't know.
The fridge is red.
Yo, there's so many reds.
It's like a cherry red. Okay, or like
you're
a deep
like,
cherry.
You're thinking like a burnt orange, maybe like the Texas Longhorns type logo.
Ho, ho.
Something like that. Hook them. Yeah. All right. Was that how you do it? I did like
well,
a shaka.
No, I think this is the insulting way to do it.
I think that's piece up A-Town down.
Okay, so orange for September. And also, if you're listening to this and you have a prediction for trend forecast, text us. Or email us. Mm-hmm. scissorgangthewebsite.com. It's got all the info. What do you got
burnt.
For? Okay. Normally, you know, I feel like orange is a color that people associate with October. So it's interesting that you put it in September. Part of the Halloween creep, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is coming for October?
We're doing like I want to say we'll do a cherry red.
Cherry red.
Yeah.
Interesting. So from orange to cherry red. I've got dark green for October.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking dark green is going to be October.
I mean, it is like a Christmas color.
It's also like the leaf of a pumpkin, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. So orange and red. Chris, how are you feeling about this?
Wait, this is specifically October? What color I think is going to be in October?
Yes.
I'm a little confused here.
No, yeah. So what's the color of the month? So for him, September, he said orange. October's red. Do you agree or disagree with how he's kind of predicting this?
I like a deep red. Like a
you think
like
that's going to be
yeah, like
good for October?
An autumn red, you know? Okay. Like the color of a leaf changing.
Okay. Interesting. And as we hit November, a lot of brown and orange color palette usually, but what are you seeing?
Neon red.
You think it's going to be neon red?
Yeah,
I like that.
I've never even heard of neon red. What a wild color. What
is there a neon purple? Because I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Neon
red.
You're asking, y'all.
How am I doing like Pantone
colors? Is this a climate change, like kind of, what's it called, idea? Yeah. You got a climate change undertones. Chris is sweating from the climate change.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Hot.
Okay, moving on.
Out.
December.
So did they see.
What's the hottest red we could get after neon red? It's like that red where it's like closer to the, you know, when the flame's like almost white at where you light up a match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Something. So it's kind of like a pastel red.
It almost
honestly
becomes blue.
Yeah.
It's almost blue. Oh, wow. Okay. So pastel red, almost blue is your color for December. Okay. For January, we got two left, January and February.
Damn, this is so hard. I'm running out of reds.
You really think red is just going to be in all winter, huh?
That's
very interesting.
It's subversion.
I like the comrade shit. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll do the Blazers red for January.
And then February, it's naturally always red.
No, I know, so we can't do red.
What's it going to be?
What's the
hard pivot in February?
Let's just do black just to be hella emo.
Black is always in. It's true.
Yeah. Goth is on the comeback.
Luis, these are some incredible trends that you forecasted. And I think it's brilliant to kind of get an insight into your knowledge, because I think you really have a deeper, you're tapped in, so to speak.
Plugged.
You're plugged to like the deeper sense of
the deep state.
Of design. the deep state of design. Any last kind of thoughts on this trend forecast before we wrap it up?
No, just
you got nothing.
Just go say hi. So don't forget to call your mothers.
Yeah, I need to call my mom.
Don't forget to call the Sizzle Real Cold.
Oh yeah, that too. your slighted mother, Alexi.
Yeah, dude. Joe, you never call anymore. Chris, what's your opinion on this trend forecast? How are you feeling? Chris has just been Googling over there, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've just been reading about rats laying eggs. I like it. It's such a detailed month by month color of the month forecast.
It's the emptiest episode we've ever done. So what happens when you don't fucking prepare? All right, Luis, thank you for doing this. Let's get to the part everyone loves, what we learned last week. What we learned
last week.
All right, what we learned last week. As always, Luis, you'll go last because you got dibs on last. Cross, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Last week, I learned how to wakeboard. Yeah, that's about it.
Any tricks or just coasting?
No, just how to get up for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you're only up for 10 seconds?
It's tough.
That's still
man.
A lot. What the hell, dude?
Well, because
that's
the way still he cool. Talked, you didn't hear how he talked. It's cool. I'm just saying the way he talked about it yesterday, he was like, bro, I was like, I had that shit behind my back. It's like doing a,
I did not say
it's
that.
Like doing lunges in the water.
No, I said it's like doing a deadlift in the water.
Yeah, same idea.
It's difficult, though. Just getting up is like, if you can get up, you know, that's. It's impressive on its own because I had never done it before, like because you start in the water, the board doesn't float, it doesn't keep you up.
Oh
yeah, so you have to.
Did not realize the board doesn't float. That sounds dangerous as fuck.
No, it's fine.
That's why it's extreme.
What if it gets stuck on your feet and then you start sinking?
You wear a life jacket.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I wouldn't want my feet to be tied into like a thing in the water. You know, it seems scary, doesn't it?
It's not
scorpion.
Bad.
Scorpion or like in the but in the water this shit's, I mean, if you sink, imagine that you drown with a wakeboard tied to
you. Wear a life jacket.
You better, you know.
But yeah, it's, I mean, because you start out kind of like laying down or like kind of crouching against the water, and then the jet ski or the boat starts going, and all of a sudden you've got all this force of the water, and you have to keep the board above the water slightly, and then turn, and then you stand up while you're doing all of that, and it's really difficult because you're pulling against your own body weight and the weight of the water.
I could never do it.
Avatar, the weight of the water.
Yes. The weight of the water. Yeah. I could never do it, man. I just chill in the boat. I don't need to be doing that extreme shit. I'm too old for that stuff. My tearing.
How fast was the boat going?
Well, it was a jet ski. I don't really know. Whatever the fat, maybe like 30, 40 miles an hour.
So fast.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then it hurt when you fell, I assume.
You just let go. So if you keep holding on and you're not getting up, then it's just going to drag you. So you just have to let go, and then they come back and grab you again.
That's insane. You ever been wakeboarding?
No.
Snowboarding?
I've always wanted to do like water sports and surf and stuff. But
I know you do skateboarding.
I've done snowboarding, but wakeboarding seems fun as hell.
I assume that it's like pretty similar as far as balance goes and like turning your hips and
to what, snowboarding?
To snowboarding, yeah. Mm.
Snowboarding is great though because it's just gravity, you know. You just gotta stand up and then you're gone, you know. You don't need a fucking jet ski to tow you. That'd be pretty crazy though to have a jet ski tow you.
Or like a snowmobile.
That's when you get injured. Exists.
That's probably some like backwoods fucking snowboarder.
Oh yeah, they do that shit in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. You already know.
Oh, you already know.
You already snow.
For me, what I learned is that you can see how much money you've made on the government knows or something like that. I don't know. This is a Chris thing. I obviously didn't learn it well enough.
He's the teacher.
Yeah, the Social Security Administration website, you can go on and see how much you've made so far in your working career, and also what your expected payments, your Social Security payments, would be like, assuming you keep making roughly that much for the rest of your life. And then it tells you how much you would make if you start withdrawing at 62 or 59, whatever the earliest is, then 67, which is the standard, and then you can also wait 3 extra years until you're 70, and then you get even more.
It's insane. It's insane that they keep track of all that info. I mean, I guess it makes sense, kind of.
They should,
right? But I had no idea. I had a friend, and you guys were here. I don't want to dox them, but I had a friend
who checked their
whatever it is, net worth, or how much they've made, or
how
whatever
much they've
fuck
made in their life.
They're a millionaire.
They've made $1 million.
Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, for the government.
$1.2 million they made. I was like, whoa.
I've made
sounds like a down year for Matt King. Luis, what'd you learn?
I learned that Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, JaVale McGee, and
one of those is not like the others.
A bunch of all-stars played against like PBA Philippine basketball players in like an all-star game there. And I was
just
a random year. So there's like a PBA Kobe jersey out there that I need
to get.
That's
crazy. Yo, that's wild. Isn't the World Cup, the FIBA World Cup,
is happening right now?
Partially. One of the sites is the Philippines, I think, right?
Yeah. It's all in Indonesia, like Southeast Asia.
They've been having crazy sellouts. Like everyone, like there's I read that there's like 40,000 fans at a game or something like that. So,
yeah. You know. I mean, good for the World Cup. No one usually cares about it, but I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, it's just the market. Like, in the Philippines, they love basketball, so it's really cool to reward them with a tournament.
Like, you know? The three Bs, billiards, bowling, and basketball.
There you go. I actually love all three of those. Is that what the Big Baller brand really stands for?
Killer Bees.
Killer
Pittsburgh,
Bees.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Killer Bees. Killer Bees nuts.
Hey, yo.
Luis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I really cannot wait to see.
Yeah, I can't believe you rode your bike here.
That's insane.
I could go straight lines. Let's go.
I can't wait to see what happens with this trend forecast. I am pumped that, you know, red is going to be the color of winter, followed by black in February. I'm interested in the subversion.
If
that's
you
gonna
see
happen.
Like Valentine's Day and everyone's wearing black, don't even
come for
that's
you.
My Mandela effect.
You did it. You did it. My Mandela effect is that rats lay eggs. Did not know that, Chris. Chris, where can the people find us before?
We are at Sizzle Reel Gang on Twitter and Instagram. We are sizzlereelgang@gmail.com. Send us an email because why not? What else are you doing? You're listening to us right now. Just you have nothing going on.
Yes,
send us an email.
Honestly, probably true. If you got this far,
we are sizzlereelgangthewebsite.com.
Yes,
it's a cool ass website or a good ass website. I don't really know.
It's both.
And of course,
it's definitely an ass website.
Hot ass.
It's ass website. Ass website.
Probably don't go to ass that website. I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna find out real quick.
Find out real quick.
And
Chris,
of course, we have the sizzle reel cold line.
That's right.
That is 332-333-4361.
Call in, text in. Let us know, what is your trend forecast for the upcoming 6 months? What colors are going to be in? What colors are going to be out? Who knows? And
I do.
Are you? Yeah, Luis knows. But are you into the idea of subversion in design and in art? Or do you think it's corny and played out already? These are the things that we want to hear about. Also, text us about Selena Gomez. What do you think? Does she look like a Pomeranian? I kind of think so.
Ask.website. Website. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. You can
say,
go.
No, don't go.
Try Blue Waffle though.
Lemon Party is a great place to like plan a party. Luis, where can the people find you before we
on the streets?
On the streets. Oh my God.
Oh, pull up, bro.
Limping around with his peg leg.
Yo, right. The comeback's going to be.
What's a loopy dot dupe? That's what it is.
Maybe I'll accept the follow.
Maybe, yeah, bro. He's private these days. He's a grown ass man with a peg leg. All right, Luis, thank you so much for joining us. Chris, thank you for also being here and sweating through this episode.
I'm just always sweating lately.
It's a hot one. It's 85 degrees, you know?
Damn.
And that means in here, it's 99 degrees, that is the weather.
That's
report.
Why red is in.
Red is in. See you later. Bye.
Productions Podcast.